Okay, so they want me to talk about this boy, Charlie Kirk, who got shot in Utah. Him getting shot in Utah makes him, I believe, American number 18,533 who got shot in the U.S. this year, shot and killed. And I think that there were three more people who were killed, shot and killed in Colorado, just over the mountains, within hours of his shooting. And all the flags in America are going to fly half-mast, not for those 18,335 other victims, but they're going to fly half-mast for Charlie Kirk. That's just an observation. You can do with it what you will. I'll be honest, when I first heard that he had been shot, I made a joke about it on X, because frankly, I'm just as used to theatrics coming out of America as I am used to gun violence coming out of America, and I thought that theatrics seemed more likely in this case. But when I did learn that he died, I deleted my post. I deleted it out of respect, not for him, but for the severity and for the solemnity of the judgment that he has now proceeded to. Because everything that he ever said and everything that he ever did that harmed anyone, well, he's going to answer for that. He's going to answer for that right now in his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heaviness of that meeting is disturbing to any of us who believe in it. But we'll talk about it. Let's start with the obvious, okay? First, I'm not going to feign grief or feign mourning for this person. I know that's a hypocrisy that social etiquette demands at a moment like this. But we all know that he would certainly not grieve for us. He certainly would not mourn for us, just as he never grieved and he never mourned for the wanton slaughter of the Palestinians in Gaza. He never grieved for that. And for myself personally, as a Muslim and as a critic of Western so-called civilization, I know that Charlie Kirk himself would most likely have officially anyway considered me to be his enemy. And as far as I'm concerned, any man whose enemy mourns him when he dies, well, he wasn't doing his job. And I don't think it can be said about Charlie Kirk that he didn't do his job, which is to say that he never did anything and he never said anything in his public life that would make me mourn his passing, just as I hope that I will never say or do anything in my public life that would make my enemies grieve for my passing. They should be happy when I die. Enemies are disturbed by each other's presence, not by each other's absence. But let me also be crystal clear about this. It doesn't make me happy either. I neither mourn nor celebrate. Neither of those reactions is appropriate, in my opinion. Whoever pulled that trigger didn't do it for me and they didn't do it for you. I don't even see them as being on two different sides. They didn't silence Charlie Kirk, they amplified Charlie Kirk. The power structure never cared about that boy. They used him. And he's more useful to them now than he was the day before. He's more useful to them dead than he was alive. Listen, you don't defeat someone like this, someone like a Charlie Kirk, a tool like him, by letting that tool mold you into exactly what they want you to be. That killer didn't deliver justice. If you think they did, he didn't. He delivered to the power structure an even more enhanced weapon. He made a mediocre, but dangerous and polarizing figure, Charlie Kirk, into now an impeachable icon for the very fan base that he most likely despises. And he made criticism of Charlie Kirk's ideas, now it's disrespect for the dead. This is not resistance. This is a gift. This is a gift to the very security state that he probably thought he was attacking. Now it's stupidity. Or maybe, as the conspiracy theories are already speculating, what actually happened was just a purge of an expendable asset to create a more powerful symbol. Oh, they'll use his death. Oh, how they will use it. They will use his death to paint every dissenting voice, every cry for a more just world, they'll paint with the same bloody brush. They're going to use his death to avoid once again ever having to look in the mirror. They're going to hold Charlie Kirk's body up as a shield against any examination of the society that created him. And the society that created his killer. The society that they made and that they rule, and you didn't do anything now but strengthen their hold on that society. They're going to use his corpse as a pulpit to preach from. And you just validated all the lies that they're going to be preaching. You understand me? Because listen, the truth is the Charlie Kirks of the world are not the enemy. The enemy is the society, it's the system, it's the power structure, it's the so-called civilization that creates boys like Charlie Kirk. I call him a boy because that's what he is to me. I'm 54 years old. That's what he is to me, or that's what he was. And also because he presented a childish, simplistic cartoon portrait of America that only a young boy could ever believe in. He presented an America without complexity, without guilt, without the burden of their terrible history. Well, that's a seductive product. And America has always been an eager market for that sort of a product. He existed because of supply and demand. You demand and the power structure supplies. The killer and the killed are the products of the same sick society. Kirk and his killer, and the other 18,535 victims and their killers. And wallahi, if you don't clock this reality, if you don't understand this reality, and if you let yourself get swept up in all the narratives and all the counter-narratives, then you might just end up being like one of them. On one side or the other side of that gun. Because the machine is already spinning. The machine, that same machine that Charlie Kirk served so faithfully. They're spinning the narrative now. They're going to label him as a martyr for free speech. A victim of left-wing extremism. And they're going to use his death. They're going to use it to demand more surveillance, more censorship, more policing, more militarization of the police against their opponents. You know, more police powers. They're going to use his blood to sanitize his ideology and to legitimize every poisonous thing that he ever said. And some of you are out here cheering about what happened. Why, you're fools. Why, when you celebrate, all you do is elevate and strengthen their narrative. Charlie Kirk was not an outlier. He was a product. He was the logical output of a system that's designed to generate exactly what he was. Like I said, he didn't create the demand. The demand was already there. He just exploited it. He sold a fantasy, like I say, a fantasy where all of the problems of modern America, economic decay, economic despair, cultural displacement, and cultural unrest, political powerlessness, these are all not the inevitable results of late-stage capitalism in a dying empire, no. It's all the fault of immigrants. It's all the fault of minorities, of wokeism. Some internal enemy that's not in power. Well, now he's been killed. And his death is going to be used to service that same system. The security state benefits, the politicians that he supported benefit, the media benefits, because they get endless hours now of content, of debate, of fear-mongering, of polarization mining. You understand me? The entire apparatus of control gets a massive boost. His killing was not an attack on the system. It was a gift to the system. You didn't extinguish a fire, you just scattered the embers and made it more dangerous. The individual who pulled that trigger, their motives are irrelevant. It doesn't matter if they saw themselves as a revolutionary or they saw themselves as a vigilante. Their actions serve a deeply counter-revolutionary purpose. You understand me? You didn't help Muslims. You didn't help so-called minorities. You didn't help immigrants. You didn't help women. You didn't help anyone. All you did was exactly what they created Charlie Kirk to goad you into doing. Please understand me. You contributed now. Whoever did this contributed to exactly the climate that they created Charlie Kirk to create. No, they're both servants of chaos. The killer and the killed. No, you don't need a bullet. You need a brain. You need a mind that can't be manipulated. You need an inflammable heart. A heart that can stay calm, cool, and collected when everything around you is in flames. That's what you need. And wallahi, you can't let the hatred of a people cause you to act unjustly. Or to advocate or to endorse injustice. Or to celebrate injustice. Don't let that boy's enmity towards us and ours towards him make you think that his murderer is our ally. No. You don't answer words with bullets. You know, back in the day, back in the time of the Sahaba, when the Muslims would fight against the Kufar. Well, the Kufar, they would bring their drummers and they would bring their singing girls to egg them on. Nobody ever killed them. Well, that's what Charlie Kirk was. You don't win a war by targeting the singing girls and the drummers of your enemy. That's no strategy. I've said many, many times, you have to erect your partitions around your discourse, around your people, around what you let into your mind. Or you're going to lose your focus and you're going to lose your purpose and you're going to get confused and you're going to make bad decisions. You're going to make wrong decisions, unjust decisions, immoral decisions, because you let yourself get provoked. No. For me personally, I didn't care about Charlie Kirk yesterday, the day before, and I don't care about him now. I don't mourn and I don't celebrate. That's strategic indifference. And I don't respect anyone who tries to tell me that I'm supposed to grieve. And I don't respect anyone who tells me that I'm supposed to be happy. What is he to me or me to him? He certainly isn't more important to me than the most likely hundreds of thousands of my brothers and sisters that you cut down in Gaza. You didn't mourn any of them, and I didn't tell you to, because I already know how you are. I already know that your performance of mourning over Charlie Kirk has nothing whatsoever to do with respect for human life. He was just a vessel for an ideology that you hold sacred. And it's an ideology that dehumanizes people. It's an ideology that disregards the sanctity of life. And we've seen that on full display for the last 2 years. So no, obviously not. I'm not the least bit interested in accommodating your weaponization of selective compassion and selective sympathy. Now, if you want to paint my indifference, if you want to spin my indifference as if it is approval of the crime that was committed, well, okay, I already know that you never do anything but lie anyway. And I know that you are from exactly the same manipulated, mutated, mutilated, and maladjusted population that created the demand that the power structure met by giving you Charlie Kirk and that gave you his killer. Meaning you're just part of that mob in America. That same collective monster that's responsible for the American genocide of the indigenous people. That's responsible for genocides in Guatemala, genocides in Bangladesh, in Iraq, in Cambodia, in East Timor, in West Papua, and in Gaza. And you're the same collective monster that's responsible for every atrocity, every heinous crime that your country has ever committed. As far as I'm concerned, you poisoned Charlie Kirk's mind before he could even have a chance at a decent life, a moral life. And you poisoned the mind of the one who took the life that Charlie Kirk had. So spare me your counterfeit moralizing. No, you turned your country into a psychological and a spiritual torture chamber. And then your country turned the global South into a physical and an economic torture chamber. And now that system, that same system that you're serving, is turning inwards on you now. I told you that political violence, division, and terrorism, and civil unrest, and turmoil, I told you all this was going to be coming home. Why? Because that's your business model. That's your business model. And you're the only market left to vanquish. And the more you give yourself up to all these twisted, polarizing, hateful narratives, well, all you're doing is playing along with your own demolition.